sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team. And I welcome you. My license number is 47388. And you're going to have the pleasure of hearing from the man today, Gary Thornton.
Gary Thornton from Crown Foundation and Concrete Lifting. And I'm glad to be here.
Well, thank you, Gary. We are going to, and Brandon is here, and Brandon, just scoot right up to the microphone and say good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Brandon runs an operation out of Texas that's sort of a mirror image of our Oklahoma operation here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
He's a manager in Oklahoma, in Texas.
Okay. So you are a multi-state enterprise.
We are a multi-state.
Oh, okay.
Enterprise. Yes, we are.
Gary Thornton is the person that I've always dealt with on a regular basis for 40 years. You've been in business longer than I have, but 40 years I have depended on you to help me when a house settles, when we have a driveway that's going off the edge of something and you have to raise it up and stabilize it. So
we do all that, but I have a math problem here.
What's your math problem?
If I've been doing this since I was 24, then I couldn't have been working here 40 years because I'm only 37 now.
I know, right? The magic.
Or wait, maybe that's a lie.
It's mysterious, right?
Yeah.
I know. Sometimes it's kind of mind-boggling, right?
Time travels so fast.
Yeah. But a lot of experience in those years.
I've loved my business forever. It's been a joy.
So how did you ever get into this business, by the way?
Little old lady, 80 years old, had a problem and asked me if I do it. And I said, I don't do that kind of work. And she started crying.
Oh, now I know my way with you, Gary.
Yeah, I said, I'll do what I can, and we did it, and then we got another call. First thing you know, we were in business, so I started going to school and learning a little bit about it, and here I am.
At this point, you're kind of the authority on cracks in concrete and how to fix things, right, when it comes to foundation of homes and commercial businesses. Municipality issues.
Schools.
Uh-huh. Streets. You've raised a street or two.
Highways, DOTs. Yes, we've done it all. And, you know, I was just thinking of something when you said that. I get, occasionally I'm invited to someone's house for dinner, and I'm so used to doing inspections that I'm sitting at the dinner table looking for cracks. And pretty soon their eyes are following my eyes, and they're wondering what I'm doing.
That's funny. Well, we've had a deluge of rain, and I hear we're getting more tonight.
Yes.
And that has to be causing some problems with our foundations.
Yes. Yes, we're not seeing it right now. We're seeing some heaving. We're seeing a lot of uplift. When it dries out, we'll see the damage that was created by these rains. But we have another problem with the rains.
Yeah.
The rain, the water is entering beneath the structure, beneath the houses, residences. It's entering the ductwork. And it's filling the ductwork up, and there's joints that are cracked in the ductwork, and the water seeps out through those joints, and they're causing problems with the floors inside. I'm seeing a tremendous amount of problems there. And so folks are going overhead. They have water in their ducts, their vents, and so they go overhead with their heat and air conditioning. But the one thing they don't do is seal those ducts up completely.
Well, do you know what they typically do, Gary, is to just leave them the way they are, because otherwise you're going to have to patch in tile. You're going to have to redo all your wood floors or your carpet or whatever it is that you've got your floors with to cover up those holes.
There's no holes going in the floors. We go to the openings and we inject a grout, a cement grout, into the ductwork, and we fill the ductwork up completely, and the plenum, because the plenum's no longer being used, to eliminate water moving through those ducts, because even though you went overhead with the ducts, the heat and air conditioning system, the water's still moving beneath the house. You're still having problems with mold, mildew. All of that stuff is working its way in through the expansion joints of the house and the different entry points and cracks, and you still have a problem. You have to fill those ducts up. Those pipes have to be filled up with material to prevent water from entering and moving beneath the structure. They'll create a tremendous amount of floor problems, the heaving, the rolling of the floors. You walk through the house and you begin to see where the floors are beginning to heave and settle, and that's damage that's very difficult to repair. You can eliminate that reduce that by filling those ducts up completely.
When you say you inject it, injection, I always think of a great big syringe. How do you do that?
We have equipment that is designed to move a very thin slurry. We inject it at the entry points, the old ducts, and we introduce this slurry. The slurry is almost watery, and it seeks its own level. So it does the entire system. It flows and flows and flows, and it takes a few hours for it to set up. That way we're able to flow the material, and then we start to elevate the material as water, of course, seeks its own level and is pressured up. And then we eliminate all the space beneath the floors in the ducts.
So there's no cavity.
There are no cavities to allow water to enter and cause problems. It's very important that if you have to go overhead with your heat and air system, that you fill those ducts up. Don't just cap the end of the ducts where the registers are. Fill the pipes up with material. And it's not that expensive.
You know something? I've seen no houses filled. Many times they'll put a board, like a cut down 1x6 or 1x4 or whatever, will fit in the hole. And it's just a cavity under there. So what is the cost on something like that? Say, 2,000-foot house or so.
Oh, it could run, a rough guess, depending on where everything's located and how you get to it, probably in the neighborhood of $3,000,
yeah,
in that range.
And it doesn't take very long for to recoup that money in your foundation being secure and not having to pump it up, because when you fix your foundation, you're still going to have to fill the ducts.
Yeah, you're going to have to fill them, and one of the things that happens if you don't fill the ductwork is the ducts, with the rains like we're having now, the ductwork will fill with water, and then that water will move out through the joints, the rusted areas, the damaged areas of your ductwork beneath the ground, and then that water has to move back into that ductwork, and as it moves back into the ductwork, it brings fill material with it, sand and all of the support base for your floor.
So then your slab ends up dropping.
Then your slab drops, your walls drop, you start to get rolls in your floor. So it's very important that you do this.
You know, we've got a lot more to talk about, and if you guys want to call and ask a question about this, I have 3 Casa Perico gift cards for a free lunch at Casa Perico Mexican Grill, my favorite restaurant. Gary's a my favorite restaurant. We go to eat there
occasionally.
Together. Yes. So it's 840-1000. 840-1000 is our call-in number. Give us a call, make a comment, ask a question, and we're going to return right after this with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, Gary Thornton with Crown Foundation and Concrete Lifting, and Brandon Thornton. You're not listening a whole lot to him. Good morning, Brandon.
Oh, good morning.
Brandon runs the Texas operation. Gary runs the Oklahoma operation. They do concrete lifting. We've got some callers because we've got free lunch.
Did you get my call? I should be at the head of the list.
Can we start with Carol, Mike? Okay. Good morning, Carol.
Yes, good morning.
Do you have a question for Gary?
I do, yes.
And you quit. I just have to tell you, do not talk about four-letter words.
Don't worry about that.
Okay. I think you're about to say the big one in real estate, but go ahead.
Well, flood is my four-letter word. I'm not
flood? Okay. I thought you were going to talk about mold.
Oh, I was. Yes, I have a smell of mold. Does that count? Can I still?
Yeah, that's it. A musty smell.
Yes, coming out of my air conditioning unit. And I held out until last weekend to put the air conditioning on, and it immediately smelled. I could smell it. And obviously, we've had all that water around, and I have a slab home, and I wonder if it's the water's going into the cracks. And my question actually is, what do I do first before I call my insurance company? Can I have someone look at it, or what is the procedure there?
Okay, you're talking heating and air conditioning. Probably is downflow system, which means the heating and air supply comes from the floor, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, you're the solution to that if you have to go overhead with it, right, Gary?
She can call her heating and air people and have them to look at it. They need to, they can run a camera down there and see what's going on. It sounds like you may be getting some moisture in the ductwork. And as much rain as we've had this year, it would be very easily in water in the ducts. And so it's probably something you should have checked out. That mold and that mildew is not real good for you health-wise. And
well, not good for your structure either. Carol, let me tell you something. I'm not an insurance agent or an attorney or anything like that. I'm a real estate broker. But I will tell you that the first place I would call is my heating and air conditioning guy. And I probably would find someone to scope under the ducts and look at them. But I'll guarantee you probably got water under there. Which means you need a heat and air guy. Insurance, they're not a maintenance. Insurance is for catastrophic immediate damages to property. It's not for something like this. So you're looking to insurance is probably, you can call your insurance person, but do not file a claim. If they think you have mold in your house, they're going to cancel you. That's my experience. So address your problem by calling a heat and air conditioning guy. If you need a good heat and air guy, if you need someone to look in your ducts, things like that, you're going to leave your number with Mike Gannon, and we're going to give you a call on Monday and tell you who I would use.
Okay.
For something like that. How's that?
Yes. Yes, and I have some rental homes as well. I'd love to have somebody come around, do all of them in one fell swoop.
Right,
perfect. Yeah, good.
Yes.
All right.
Carol, hang on, because we're going to put you on hold, and then Mike's going to get your information. Mike, can we go on to Bill next? Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Becky. Yeah, I've got a problem with all this rain we've been having. I have a sunken living room. So it's below the surface of the dirt outside. And the one gutter I have just happens to run right down that particular wall. And it's the first time I had this problem.
Well, probably first time we've had this much rain.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's just because of the rain or if it's been doing it for some time, I don't know.
Bill, you've got the expert here, and he is about to open his mouth and give you some words of wisdom. Gary Thornton with Crown Foundation and Concrete Lifting. I'm going to give you his number, by the way, 721-5155. 721-5155. And here's Gary.
The ground level water is so high right now, the table has risen, and we have very little control of that from beneath the structure. You need to look at the drainage, where those downspouts are going, and how you can get water off the property. There's a possibility you could be getting water into your ductwork, and through the plenum or the distribution system, you can, because it's the lowest point in the system, it can be elevating and getting water on the floors and what have you. Have you noticed water in your ductwork?
I just learned that listening this morning, and I do have the ductwork in the floor, but now we have the air conditioning in the attic. And so I've learned that this morning. I need to check that. Yes.
Your units in the attic?
Yes.
So your air handler, which is your heat unit, which also condenses the...
But it's a heat pump, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but all my ductwork is in the up in the attic now.
So and the floor hasn't... The ducts in the floor were never sealed off, too?
Never.
Okay. That might be a consideration, and I don't want to use a sale ploy on you. You might have... whoever puts your heat and air conditioning system in, to see if they wouldn't run a camera for you and see what's going on underneath. Your plenum could very easily be rusted out. The plenum acts as the distribution system. It all the pipes from your network are introduced at the plenum, and the plenum can fill with water, and then it can move it around the rest of the structure beneath the slab. So you might want to check the plenum as well.
Well,
thank you, Bill. Be sure and hang on, because Mr. Gannon is going to get your information for you. And we're going to return with more right after this break on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Good morning and welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins that you are listening to, and you have the pleasure of hearing from Gary Thornton with
Crown Foundation and Concrete Lifting.
And Brandon Thornton, who's trying to sit in the corner and not say a word, and I'm going to make you talk every single segment, Brandon.
Oh, okay.
So just get right up to the microphone and say hello, folks.
Can I do a shout out to my family? I want to do a shout out and say hey to my wife Denise and my daughter Haley.
All right, is there another Denise in the picture? Okay.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere. Okay. Well, it is time for. It's time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, that you probably need this week. Robbins Roofing's word every day is trust. You can trust them to handle your insurance claim, to pick the right material for your house. Actually, if you've got a pool, they're going to try to include that on your insurance claim, too. They're just real comprehensive and a good family. And Robbins Roofing, you can contact them any day at 728-3700, 728-3700. Our word of the day today is slurry. Slurry. You used that word earlier today. Let me tell you what the dictionary says. And we all know Wikipedia is correct, right? Okay. A slurry is a semi-liquid mixture, typically of fine particles of manure, cement, or coal suspended in water. Okay, I'm down with all that. I don't know. I'm not down with all that. Tell me what.
Well, I promise we won't inject manure.
You won't inject manure? Okay.
Manure,
okay. And how about coal?
We don't. Now, sometimes we use fly ash. Fly ash is a byproduct of coal.
Okay.
And we use it because it will retard or slow down the setting up process of the Portland in the mixes that we use. But when it does set up, it sets up extremely high, in PSI. Plus, it requires less water in your mix to use it.
There you are talking all that jargon that none of us understand, Gary. Okay, PSI, pounds per square inch, right?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Okay, and Portland.
Portland is a cement product.
Is it a brand name originally?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And we have different companies here in town that produce. We have Quikrete. We have, but Portland is the what we know it by generally.
And it's usually like what, 3,500 psi?
Well, when we order cement mix from one of the companies, they may deliver it in a truck, and it could be anywhere from 2,500 to 4,500 psi, pounds per square inch. The higher the psi, the more, the stronger the concrete mix is.
Okay, and strong is good. I would think you would want strong concrete, wouldn't you?
In most cases, you would want strong concrete, but you have to. Sometimes it can accelerate because it has more Portland in it, and when it accelerates, it could you could have some thermal processes taking place that could cause some cracking or something as it dries and the material shrinks. There you might want to use an additive in it, such as fly ash.
Fly ash. There you go. See, look at all you know. You didn't even know you knew all that, did you?
I don't know. I'm not smart enough to know what I know. What are you talking about?
Well, there's a lot to it. You were talking about thermal processes, the heating up of when it dries. There's actually a kinetic thing in there, and it just heats up, right?
Yes, there's a reaction in there that takes place in order for the concrete to do what it does and the material to strengthen like it needs to. You have to have a reaction, and there is an accelerant reaction in there. And it's concrete is pretty neat. There's a great science to it.
Do you know there is a guy in town that has his PhD in concrete?
Well,
I'm sure it's an engineering degree of some sort. He happens to be David Gastgeb's brother.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. He sure is. He is like an engineer of concrete.
They are there. Where I go to school, Colorado School of Mines in Golden, and these PhDs come in from all over the world, and we have many that come in from the factories that are PhDs, and they're doing so much specialized concrete design now. They're design mixes. They have patents on the process, on the product. They have very, very strong mixes that have no sand in them.
Wow.
They're not abrasive, and they flow freely, and you don't have any frictional values that cause the restrictions of the material as it flows. But that's another story.
Okay. Right. Well, okay. We have got David on the line, and Martha, hang on. When we come back, you said? Okay. Can we talk to David? Okay. Good morning, David.
Hello?
David, you're a patient man. You've been hanging on for a long time.
Well, I have a question for your guest that I was wanting to ask him. I recently had my house lifted. I had 8 piers put in it. It has a wood-supported floor with floor joists, but it was pretty well settling. Well, the company that lifted it, I guess the back part, the back patio has sunk into the ground. It has a single cast, real heavy stair steps that has sunk into the back patio, cracked the patio, and it's pulling the brick veneer away from the house. And I've got about a 3 or 4 inch gap where it's just seems like it's continuing to sink. Is that something that you can fix with an injectable concrete, or is that something we'll just have to tear that concrete step out and replace it?
we have apparently that support brick ledge is being supported by the step for whatever reason. If you go in there and you drill it and you inject it, you can float that up and the brick should go back together. I'm not looking at it. I see a picture in my mind of what we're talking about. And the brick itself is very light. So once you lift the concrete up and the step up, and you're going to have to probably tweak the slab, then things should go back into position without having to tear it out and replace it all.
Will that be something we'll be able to salvage the patio that's got big cracks, or will they have to re-pour the entire patio?
Well, if the patio's cracked up, what you get when you're finished may not be desirable. You may want to re-pour it.
Or you may want to tile over it with some really nice decorative tile.
Yes, there's different things that you can do and coatings that you can use. So, the concrete itself, I know we can probably lift it, and which will close the brick, and then you'll have to deal with the surface of the concrete how you will.
And then you might think about an expansion joint, too. When you do something that's already been cracked underneath it, they fill that expansion joint with some kind of a little bit pliable, right?
Yeah, we use a material that will fill it, and it will flex when the slab moves during the heat or the cold season.
Yeah. Boy, great question, David.
Well, I guess I've had several people look at it, and they're afraid to mess with it, I guess because they say you have to cut away. It's the back patio, so it's a 6-foot-wide set of steps, and I guess they just poured it over the top of the back patio when they finished the house, and it's just slowly sunk in the ground. They're saying they're going to have to cut it away from the brick veneer. It's just jammed in there, and I was hoping to just be able to lift it back into place rather than tear it all out and have to redo it.
I think you could lift it back into place. You can call our number, and I just forgot what
it is. Are you ready? We're in the area code of 405. And if you live in the area code of 405, you're within Gary's district that he works in, and that is 721-5155. Let me tell you guys,
I want to
remind my listeners that you can always go to BeckyIvins.com, BeckyIvins.com, and my last name is IVINS, BeckyIvins.com, and look at Becky's favorites. I have a tab on there. The most traveled page on my website is my favorites, and there is not a long list. It is people that I've depended on for decades to do a good job, and that is what that you can always find Gary's number there too.
And be sure and ask for me. Ask for Gary when you call so that I can come out and look at these situations.
Well, great. I think I'll do that. I think you may have saved me a whole lot of work and headache if we can get that done. I'll definitely call you and see if I can get an appointment.
Well, you know, I have a bag of tricks, too. So if one thing doesn't work, we can reach into it and probably find something else.
All righty.
There's usually more than one approach to anything. David, be sure and hang on because Mr. Gannon is going to get your information for your Casa Perico Mexican Grill. And Martha, let's talk to Martha before we take our break. Good morning, Martha.
Yes, I'm having a nightmare as I sit here and realize what this heavy rain that's forecast is going to do to my driveway. I have the water is going under my driveway, washing it out. I have a retaining wall ahead of that, and then the water rushes through the side of the house, and there's now a hole at the side of the driveway, and I'm realizing this heavy rain is going to just gush into that. So tomorrow is going to be terrible.
Well, it's going to be terrible, it's not just you, Martha. There are many, many people that are going to have problems with their driveway washing away.
Yes, we see a great deal of it right now. And you see what it's doing to the streets and the highways. It's washing them out. And so our little driveways, it doesn't take very much at all for us to lose a support base beneath the driveways. We can inject it, fill up those voids, and make your driveway go back to work again. Don't wait until you park on it and the slab gets cracked and drops, because then it becomes a little more of a process, and it's something you want to do before you get to that point. And that's
well, I had wondered about that before, wondering if it could just be injected under that to reinforce it. But of course, it's going to be worse tomorrow than it is today, and I've waited too late to do that. But you can come in and just inject that cement underneath the driveway and support it, or you could have before I had Mammoth Cave under there.
No. We can do it. Call and ask for Gary, and I'll come out and look at that and see what you have.
Well, and let me tell you something, Martha, and all my listeners, that Gary and I have done business for a long time. Gary's has owned Crown Foundation for more than 40 years. There are other people working there, and they're great people. But Gary has agreed to go out and has always serviced and gone out on my customers for me. And he will come out and talk to you. And he will, anybody that calls Crown Foundation, just ask for Gary. And he's going to come out and personally take care of you, because that's what he's always done for my clients. So is that a good deal, Martha?
I appreciate it very much.
Well, you're very welcome. Be sure and hang on, because Mr. Gannon is going to get your information, and I'm going to send you a free lunch for sticking your neck out there and calling me on the air.
Give her two tickets, and that way when I'm looking at her driveway, we can go to lunch.
Gary, buy your own lunch.
All-time lunch.
Oh, Martha, perfect. Well, it's a great place to eat, by the way.
Absolutely.
We're going to return right after this break with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Well, good morning and welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Boy, we have had an active program this morning with lots of call-ins. Guess what? I'll go grab up a couple more certificates to Casa Pericos if you guys want to call, because you're calling with great questions for Gary Thornton of Crown Foundation and Concrete Lifting.
Yes.
Yes.
Call.
It is 840-1000 here in the area code of 405. 840-1000. Give us a call. I'm going to buy your lunch for you for free. I'm going to buy your lunch. I've got a certificate from Casa Perico, so I'm going to give you that. How's that? Okay. Well, we have a caller. You ready, Gary?
I am ready.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Hi. I have trouble with two houses. My daughter and I bought a house on 15 acres, and the house is kind of on a decline. So when it rains, water comes down the hill, and it's not diverting around the house, but it's going underneath the house. And it's caused some problems with the concrete. There's some cracks in there. And we were wondering what we could do about this, because it kind of goes up underneath the front porch, and we don't know where the water goes. So it sounds like...
Let me ask you, is it a concrete slab floor?
Yes.
Okay. You can't crawl under the house. And you're on an acreage.
Yes.
You may be able to find one of those farmers out there where you live that has a tractor and a box blade that could come out there. If you have the open land, they could put you a swale in there, which would divert that water around your house instead of going through your house.
Well, yeah, I'm sure we'd have to do that, but I could do that or have someone do that, but it's not going to fix that problem with the water, the cracks and the uneven floor. And it's getting some cracks in the wall, too.
Right.
I know it's got to have something up underneath there to fix it.
Gary, okay. There you go, trying to save her money again.
I need to look at it.
Yes.
I need to.
I sure would like for you to.
Yes.
We're going to, if it's okay, I'm going to give your number to Gary when you give it to Mike Gannon. And I'll just have him call you this next week, and he'll make an appointment and come out and look at it for you. But he's right about that swale around the house. If you expect not to have any further damage, he can fix what's there. But you don't want it to crack up again.
Yes, and I don't know. I'll have to try to find somebody around there that could do that. There is a person that comes and grades the road, and I might be able to get them to do it, but I am going to have someone do it.
What area do you live in, ma'am?
In Nawala. It's off Peabody Road.
Okay, you'll have, look in your little local paper there. You'll have folks advertising box blade work, tractor and box blade, and they'll usually be able to correct the drainage problem. They understand it real well, and they're usually they've dealt with agriculture, and this is a real important in agriculture to watch your drainage. So they know how to make contours and all of that that's required.
And now, what is that called? What's that thing called that we have to make? A swale?
A swale.
S-W-A-L-E?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, but I still want to talk to you because my son lives in Chickasha, and he has like a river flowing behind his house when it has all this rain, and water seeps up through the driveway and makes a little waterfall. Goes down into the street.
We're about to go off the air, so Gary is going to call you, and he can go and see your Chickasha and the Nawala property. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Gary Thornton, Crown Foundation, thank you for being here. That number again is 721-5155. If you want to talk to me, give me a call this week. 722-3232. 722-3232. See you next week with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move News Radio 1000 KTOK.